The Gemara says, "Kuhal ki hainu bolsa." And the Choyt needs to talk in. Why do we need a separate ribui that you chayev for bolsa? Because in Kol Torah Kula, the Shir Pri is bolsa, except by Trumas and Maisus, where you need havosh shlisht mechayev. So for the Gemara's mashma, that without this ribui, we would have said that you need havosh shlisht by Nazir as well. And the question is, what does that have? What the relationship to Nazir? Because even by Trumas and Maisus, you need Exeris Hakosav to tell us that the Shia, the Mechayev of Trumas and Maisus is Havo Shlish. So if you look in the Ram, Perk Aleph and Trumas Oichel Melocha Hey, the Ram says, Zeishim Varnomim Shelo Hiviyu Shlish, Mashkin Hayotzim Nehem Einim Machshirin, Velo Mekablim Tumim, Alarehem Kesha Mei Peris, Shem Tehovim La'olam. So what the Rambam is saying is that we know that by Zeis and Vanovim, the mashka that comes out has a din pri, as opposed to all other mashka that are yotzim and peiros, they're only considered Zeir B'Yalma, nafkmila lebrocha. Mashka that yotzim and peiros is only a shahako, but by Zeis and Vanovim, it's different. By Novim, it has a din of yain, you make a boy piyagofen. So Mashka Hanovim, that it aside from that it has a din and a chol shem yayin, betos atzmo, it's also called Mashka Hanovim. It's the pri of the Novim is that which comes out, namely the grape juice, the wine, and therefore as relates to tuma and heksha, that depends. The yain has a din of mashka ha'onav, and therefore to be called mashka ha'onav, it has to require havor shlish. So according to this yisoid, we can explain what the Gemara means, that by nazir yain is osa. So I would have thought that it's only osa, but it's betoras yotzimi hapri. And therefore, yain is also, because it's like anovim, as it says, "Uchol asher yasu migefen hayayin." And therefore, we need a special shear of we would have required a special shear of havor shlish to milchayiv, so it should be called mashka anovim. So the Gzeres Hakosav tells me that. The Shem Mashka Ha'onav, as relates, for example, as relates to Tuma and so on, that I would have thought that you require Shia of Havo Shlish, Gabe Nozer. So that's what comes to tell me, that it's sufficient, you don't need Havo Shlish, that Bosa is enough. Or we can say it's not just Exeris Hakosav in the Shia that's coming to tell me that Yayin, that the Nozir is Chayiv, is not because it's Yotzim from the Anovim and Yechayiv Toras Anovim, but it's the Shem Yayin itself that you're Chayiv for. And so therefore you don't need Havor Shlish, that both is sufficient. And this may be totally on the Machlokes of Ram and Ravid about Chomish, because is chaimitz called yayin? Chayiv chaimitz because it's yayin. Or is chaimitz chayiv b'toras atzma? The Rambam says that chaimitz and yayin have the same shem, and therefore if you're drinking chaimitz and yayin, that you and you're not like it twice. And the Ravid holds this. The Rambam is in Perek Hei from Nasiris, and the Ravid holds that you're the Rambam says you only chayiv once. Excuse me, it's one shem, and the Ravid holds you chayiv twice. So because l'chayiv, in terms of the chal shem mashka anav, it's poshut that chometz is not called mashke hanavim. And similarly also with Lagabe Shemen for Menachos, that Aksherim Dieved, even if the Zesim didn't reach the standard of Avar Shlish, because the Shemel Menachos is not because it's called Mashke Azayis, Elis B'Torahs Shemen by itself. So, if you look at Tosis, the Tosis in Divrei Maaseh Ma'achada B'Chometz Ksiv, that Chometz is called Psolas Pri, and that L'Chometz should depend on the Machlokes of Amram Ravid. Because if you see that Chometz is also B'Torahs Yayin, we see which is the Shittas of Aaron, you see that Psolus Yain is Asa, and therefore also Psolus Pri. So you have to explain the Gemara's Kasha by Bosa, according to like Toysis, because according to the Ravid, that Chometz is Asa Bifnei Atzma. You have to explain the Kasha, the Gemara. Also by Chometz, and therefore that there's no marker for Psolus Pri from Chometz. So just in terms, coming back, just in terms of this halacha, whether yayin is asa b'toras mashke ha'anav, or it's asa b'toras atzma, so the asa meyach quotes Yerushalmi, it's a tosefta, that nafkamina would be legabe yayin mozuk. So if I drank a levius of yayin mozuk, so the Yerushalmi says that you're chayiv. So you see, if it's the shem yayin, so yayin mozuk has the shem yayin. So you're chayiv even for the amount of the mayim of the mezigah in the yain, but if it's chayiv to us atzma, then l'chayiv would not be mistav to the shiravias, not like the Yishami. The Chassam Sofer thinks that you talk not chayiv on levius if it's mozuk.